There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And then the nominal female presence of the fantastic Jennifer Horn is here.
Thank you.
Imagine that. We have three men and only one woman. And it takes three of us to keep up with Jennifer.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's right.
Yeah, I was going to say she's got us outnumbered.
She does. Hi, I want to say hi to Norman Smith, who has nice things to say on Facebook about what's going on here. How do you do? Dana Popolo, Dennis Glancy, how do you do?
Norm.
As Facebook followers of fashion here. All right, so Richie, I'm coming to you for this one. Colombians, apparently whatever is going on in Colombia is not to the liking of some Colombians, so they have gone to Venezuela as illegals. Same as Mexicans are coming here, Colombians are going to Venezuela. Now, I don't, from what you said about Venezuela, read about Venezuela.
Why anybody would go there.
That was the question. So when I see that a number of Colombians are leaving Venezuela because the Venezuelan government is going after illegal immigrants there, there are pictures of these Colombians, some of them wading knee-deep through a river, which separates the two countries. There are families who have abandoned their homes that have been put up on the shores of the river because the Venezuelans don't want them, and they're forcing them to go back across the river to Colombia. So I guess I would wonder what's going on in Colombia that is driving... Colombia used to be a horrible place because of all the drug stuff. Venezuela, under the previous dictatorship, even though he was a president, not a great place to be either. It's sort of like Mexicans fleeing to Panama or something. Why would you do that?
Panama is a...
Panama, but El Salvador.
Right, there you go. That's right. Yeah, Panama is actually a pretty nice place.
Yeah, right.
And Colombia is, too. I would say Panama and Colombia are not third world countries. They're kind of like
two world countries.
Yeah, second world country
second
type
world
thing.
That's right.
So I cannot imagine why Venezuela, people would go to Venezuela from Colombia, except that they are in a dangerous part of Colombia that is overrun by the paramilitaries who basically live in the shadows, live in the mountains, in the trees, in the forest, the dense forest now. They don't live in the cities like they used to. They used to, run Medellin and Bogota was a dangerous place, and it's not so much anymore. President Uribe, who was the president for two terms there for 8 years, he cleaned that country up and pushed everybody into the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And now the new president, who is still a conservative, doesn't have the backbone that Uribe had.
Uh-huh.
So the paramilitaries and the drug dealers are
coming back. Yep.
And they must be in these places where these people live, forcing them to basically flee anywhere they can,
mm-hmm.
hence therefore Venezuela.
Right. All right. So that's a good explanation. Thank you. Now, let's see if we can understand what's going on in China. What really, really, really... really is going on in this circumstance, because you see a lot of manipulating going on, and that was what people were complaining about. The Chinese government manipulated the value of their currency so that people would keep buying Chinese products, the middle income people who have gained so much since the so-called economic revolution there, which brought in lots of new business, lots of new industry, new housing, people buying cars, all that sort of thing. So as things went up, as we continue to buy more of their stuff, we bolstered the amount of money that people are making, so they go spend it like good capitalists, not good communists. So now what? The economy has slowed down there because people are resisting paying for... Well, there's two things going on. People are resisting buying Chinese products more and more because they aren't that good, many of them. Some of them are really good. But the other thing that's going on is that people who have now accomplished something want more money. So the goods and services the Chinese offered are not as cheap as they used to be, because people who have made money look at the rest of the world and say, well, these guys are getting $20 an hour over there for doing this. I'm getting two. Something's wrong with this picture. What are we doing to fix it?
Right.
So they've had to deal with that, and that's changed the whole economic base. So now they try to pull a rabbit out of the hat, trying to stabilize the marketplace, because there's a discrepancy, and a large one, as to now people finding out the Chinese products. Not that they're just finding out now, but there's a resistance, because some of these things can be built better and easier in other places. Vietnam is becoming quite a commercial marketplace thanks to our involvement there. So are they the next China? Who knows? China was the next Japan. Japan, after doing what it did, after we bolstered Japan. This is a really interesting story. Right, well, let me finish and then you can give us some news. The theory about Japan and what happened after we basically destroyed the country. Or they destroyed it themselves by going to war, and then we put an end to it. So then we go over there and we clean everything up, and they become challengers to our economic sort of situation by building things cheaper and better, and we buy them. And they've now found out that it wasn't the smartest thing to do. It was good for the short run, but not for the long run. So along come the Vietnamese. Look, as I sit here today, the next big powerhouse in the Middle East would be Vietnam, and mostly because of what we did there, as we did in Japan. Even though we destroyed the country, a lot of people lost their lives for nothing. The country is coming back now and becoming quite an industrial and economic powerhouse. So anyway, in terms of the Chinese situation that we need to know about today, nobody really knows for sure what's going on. China does not enjoy transparency, so you can't really figure out what's going on. So the financial crisis we found ourselves in after 2008, and the horrible leadership that has brought us, that was prior to that election and post the election, nothing really done to fix it well. But we got to a point where the indicators are good, so the Fed was going to raise the interest rate a little bit. Not now. The economy will have to settle down a little bit now, and it'll probably be next year. So anyway, that's the situation. Anybody got anything to add? And did I leave something out? Rishi, you started to say something.
Well, one thing to add on to what you were saying is we can go to as many countries as we want that has slave labor.
Yeah.
And once that slave labor becomes closer to middle class, right, game over. They're going to want equal, so they won't be able to make
so
the
cheap.
So
can we argue that we have made life better for all these people all around the world? America has improved
yeah.
lives. Can
yeah.
we argue that?
I think so.
You go into China and you look at what they had, and look at Japan. I mean, even though they have a struggling economy, you look at what they came from, and then look at China. Look, they had nothing.
Uh-huh.
So, but have you ever heard the term backshoring?
No.
Backshoring is when an American company buys a company that has their manufacturing overseas and brings it back to America for manufacturing.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this guy a few times, Neil Asbury. He does a weekend radio program with us called Made in America.
Uh-huh.
And he's the owner of a company called The Legacy Companies. And he owns 30 companies that manufacture mostly kitchen-type goods, refrigerators, dishwashers for
Ginzu
restaurants.
Knives.
Not Ginzu knives so much, but, in the retail store you might see blenders and all kinds of things.
Okay.
He has bought every company that he buys, he brings back and manufactures those products in America from some other country.
Good gimmick.
And he makes a profit.
Good. That's a good story.
With every company.
Yeah, that's a good story. Excellent story. I'm glad you enlightened us as to that. It's 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. If you're going to Hawaii, you may want to wait a week or so. I'll tell you why in a moment. Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the puffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Hey, team past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and the winning couple that has a trip, a honeymoon scheduled to Hawaii, may want to wait a bit, because if you are aware of Waikiki, I love that name. Is that a great name, Jennifer?
Yeah, Waikiki.
Waikiki. W-A-I-K-I-K-I. Anyway, yesterday, tourists were treated to 500,000 gallons of fresh sewage spilling into the ocean when a tropical storm flooded their drain system there. They've had some big storms in the Pacific, as you know. And one of the... everything's shallow in Hawaii. It's close. It's like...
people!
No, the people are wonderful in Hawaii. But, you know, there's not... It's a coral reef.
Yeah.
It basically just sprung out of the middle of the ocean. And who knows how long it will last. You know, it'll be around probably for another a couple of million years, and then maybe gets washed away. But the point is that vacationers are having to stay away from, if you're on that island, and maybe, you know, with all that water, it will quickly dissipate. But still, imagine having 500,000 gallons of sewage spill out onto the beach where you're at the hotel. Oh, come to the Grand Hyatt Hotel and enjoy the smell.
Ew.
Yeah, but also people could get a serious infection. We are on two radio stations in Hawaii, so I don't want to diminish what could happen. You get very sick by going swimming in these areas. Take a couple of days for it to become uncontaminated. And it was kind of like there's nothing they can do about it, really. It isn't that they have bad infrastructure. It's that who's going to prepare for the kind of deluge and the weather that they've had for the past, two or three days, I think, over there. And then people can say, well, that's pretty inconsistent with what you said about New Orleans. I don't know if that's true or not. New Orleans, they can make things better because they know things are not bad. They can confront this stuff all the time. Over in Hawaii, they don't have this stuff all the time. 21 after the hour.
There's a funny little melody. That was started by a native down in Waikiki. He would gather a crowd down beside the sea, and they make a game.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I could even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
At this point in every hour, we have some musical focus, and here we have the top five songs from 1986 to focus on, including number five this week, Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling. Who remembers this fondly? The big dancer. Who's this big dancer here?
I definitely remember this.
I was too little to go dancing to this, but I remember my mom playing this a lot when I would be going to school.
Your mother, I don't see your mother as a dancer, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
Sure.
Huh. Who'd she go dancing with?
Well, I mean, she never went out, but she would dance at the house a lot.
Really? Oh, that's
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
With you as a child, that's that. Now that's good for you.
What year was this?
1986.
Ah, okay.
Number five during this week in 1986. Lionel Richie has that honor. Number four, great pop hit from Berlin. That's it. Thank you. I always forget that. Take My Breath Away from Berlin, number four this week. 1986 is the year. Crank this puppy up there, Richie, please. We're going to have some fond memories of this song. Why did they call themselves Berlin? Anybody know? Remember? This is not a quiz.
They were from Berlin?
Yeah,
wild guess there.
Yeah, I don't think that's the reason.
Probably.
And somebody's going to check it out whilst we move on. One of my least favorite Madonna songs. Number three this week, 1986. Baba Don't Preach.
Berlin is from Los Angeles, by the way.
All right. Berlin is a
Berlin
suburb
section.
Of Los Angeles.
That's excellent.
So then, number two, the best thing about the group is the name. Bananarama. Love the song Venus. Some of the wise guys on the radio used to turn this around a little bit. Not when it was this song. This is a cover of a song done about 20 years before this by the Eyes, not the Eyes, the Mara Swift. No, I just went out of my head. Kenny, rescue me. Who did the first version of Venus?
Shocking Blue.
That's it, right. Yeah. Bananarama here, cranking up Richie. Just for the heck of it, play a comparison. Can you play the original version a little bit of it, Richie? Shocking Blue. This is an update. It was a good pop. Both of them were good pop songs for their time. So I don't have to leave it too much.
It's too far from the album.
No. What this jockey did for the name of the song. All right. That's number two this week. 1986, the year number one song belonged to Stevie Winwood. Good song.
Great song.
Yeah. Good pop song.
He won't play it in concert, but a great song.
High or low. He didn't play any of his hits in the concert, right?
He didn't play any of his 80s hits. He'll pick one and play it, and
I gotta hear the hits.
I can't remember whether it's this one or not. But he does 60s, 90s, and today, but he will not do the 80s.
The hits of yesterday and today. Right. Oh, your gag is your friend the Duggar on the air.
Well, he's not too fond of his decade of the 80s. He made most of his money.
Right, exactly. That's what put him where he is. Thank you very much.
The 60s did, too. Traffic.
He didn't become, but as part of Traffic, nobody really knew who Steve Woodwind was on his own.
Oh, sure. Like Clapton. No.
In the 60s, nobody knew. Everybody knew who Eric Clapton was. Nobody knew. I don't think people paid attention to Stevie Wonder.
I mean, the 80s were definitely the big decade.
Yeah. So he would be an aging rocker, probably near 70.
60-something. I saw him within the last year. He's great.
Still got it?
Oh, his voice is great. Yeah. Don't forget Little Stevie Winwood.
Stevie Winwood. I like Little Stevie Wonder better.
Yeah.
28 past the hour. Musical reflections here on Good Day.
Give me some love, baby.
I got my heart.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
It's that time again. The buses are rumbling, and that means back to school is in full swing. It's time to stock up and earn 5 bonus box tops on specially marked products like Cheerios, Nature Valley, or Go-Gurt. Find out more at walmart.com/boxtops and make sure your family gets everything they need to restart their routine. Only at Walmart. 50-cent value to box tops for education eligible school while supplies last.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's our most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
About 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden in Washington at the controls, and our studio there, Kenny Kessler in his studio in San Diego, and Dr. Ron Hoffman joining us in a few moments with some thoughts on prostates, all the good stuff you want to talk about at breakfast, his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. We'll focus on a couple of things that are in there for your medical information. I find one of the things that people like about this program, frankly, is the advice portions of it. So we have great stimulating conversation. If I do say so myself, I find that I'm stimulated, and that's the important thing. If I'm stimulated, I'm hoping you're going to be stimulated, because I know if I'm not stimulated.
Yourself.
Yes, that's what we're doing here, Richie. Mother Teresa stimulated us by saying, kind words are short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. Here's something else to think about. An old Chinese proverb, words are just words, and without heart, they have no meaning. What's the old expression? Sticks and stones can break my bones,
yep,
but names can never hurt me, you dirty SOB. Excuse me. All right. So having taken care of that information, this continuing drama with these three Americans who managed to save that train to a point, the fellow who couldn't understand why it is that he's being charged with terrorism, said, I don't get this. So the authorities looked at his cell phone,
what?
And apparently he watched the jihadi video just before he slung the assault rifle across his chest and barreled through the train.
Just a coincidence, Doug.
I tapped on a link. I didn't want to go there.
Right. Yeah. Didn't want to do it.
Dog's all the spam videos.
You made me do it. hit the other bad. Let's do Muslim radicals for a minute, okay? Let's have another moment for
Muslim radicals for 100, please.
Especially love the way Doug says it. Muslim.
Like Chinese.
Muslim.
Chinese. This is, you know, Chinese food and Chinese people are different.
They're different?
Chinese food is a different emphasis.
How do I not know this stuff? You're smart.
I'm just trying to teach you, bring your life up into the current mode that it needs to be in, Jennifer, for you to be a successful radio person.
You know, I guess so.
ISIS destroying ancient buildings and artifacts.
Yes.
Pretty sad. This is the nutcases among this group of radicals. They are
just these guys.
Well,
I'm pretty sure all of ISIS is kind of
that's sort of reference, right?
Yes,
exactly. Okay.
Yes.
These are symbols of idolatry, and they have nothing to do with worshiping Muhammad, which is of course what they're all about. I'm not even sure that people who are Muslims even get the connection. I mean, the main core don't any more than Christians or Jews get the real sense of what their religions are all about. Most people are followers, they're not leaders. So, I mean, Allah, praise be to Allah. What does that mean? Well, if you don't believe in Allah, of course we believe, just translate the name, we all believe in Allah if we have a religious belief at all. I don't even have religious beliefs, and I believe in Allah or God or infinite intelligence, whatever you want to use to refer to the power that is greater than we are. But do I want to, just because, was it yesterday, the day before, we were talking about the Buddhist, and they wanted to put a symbol in some town where the Christians had put up something on the town square. What is there about the separation of church and state that you don't understand? What is there about that message? Keep your stuff on your lawn, keep it at your church, put it someplace on private property, but keep it away from the public.
But that's only in the West. I mean, the other cultures.
Oh,
I mean,
it's all about
not,
it. Right.
Sharia law is all about incorporating
with the state
religious beliefs with the state.
Right, exactly. So that's but there's so much confusion about the steps. And frankly, the people, and maybe you could say this about any number of religions. I mean, do you understand the difference between, or is it important to you, the difference between an Orthodox Jew, a conservative Jew, and a Reformed Jew? Do you know the difference?
Walk into a bar.
Is there?
I was waiting for that part. Got to be a joke.
Somebody says, oi.
No, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, what's the difference between a Methodist and a Lutheran and a Baptist and a Congregationalist and an Episcopalian?
Truthfully, not much.
Not much. And maybe that same holds true for the various levels of Judaism and the Shias and the Sunnis and the Kurds and all of these other sects, S-E-C-T-S, that are part of the Muslim life. We don't hold into account what the differences are, but they don't get along with themselves. Maybe is the distinction or difference greater there than it is with the Jewish faith or with the Christian faith? Jennifer, let's spend a minute talking about the firefighters on the West Coast, rising temperatures in Oregon and Washington. Smoke is so thick there. And this speaks to, I almost wanted to apologize the other day because there were people who were taking shots at me, and maybe it's because I didn't, Richie, they really should have been taking shots at you because you're the one who said it.
Yeah, but it's all my fault.
It was your fault.
Richie,
but anyway, I'll take the heat here because I have a big
garage. No, I got big shoulders. Richard, Doug, Stephen, Doug. Okay. Send away.
So, anyway, we had suggested that if there are no homes in the vicinity, it was actually good to let the fires burn and create a situation where the old growth had been burned out, and it helps the soil and helps new stuff to grow.
Bad for your lungs, though. And, you know, it's strange. We don't have a lot. We don't have anything burning in Southern California at the moment. Well, anything big, anyway.
Yeah.
Little fires have been popping up here and there because it's been so hot and dry. But it is, the air quality is so disgusting. You can probably hear me. I'm losing my voice and I'm sneezing. And I'm trying not to do that on microphone, but you'll hear me losing my voice a few times. And it's because the air is just so chunky. And we don't have any fires here. It's all getting blown around from Northern California, from Oregon and Washington.
So,
bad news.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is with us, one of the medical contributors on the Good Day program, has an excellent, not a good, but an excellent website and newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. You ought to sign up for it by going to drhoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N.com. So I'm going to take you down the street for a minute, Ron, if I may, because Jennifer just suggested something that I think needs explanation. The smoke, the thickness of it, what happens to our lungs and our body when we breathe that sort of smoke in?
Well, it's obvious we have lung problems when smoke hits our delicate membranes inside our lungs. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is that these particles actually get absorbed through the lungs and circulate throughout the body and can increase the risk of heart problems, brain problems. There's actually a higher incidence of heart attacks in people who live near traffic intersections. There's a higher incidence of heart attacks in people who commute, maybe because of the stress, but also possibly because of the exposure to the pollution. And there's a connection even to autism and attention deficit disorder, according to some studies. So this is very pervasive effects. And, the global warming debate can continue, if you believe in it or don't believe in it. But one thing that people should believe in is the need to keep the levels of pollution down.
Yeah.
That's a big help.
So here's an example of the extreme. Marcy Borders. Most people do not remember her name. She was the woman whose dust-covered image became one of the haunting emblems of September 11th. She was in her 20s. She died yesterday of stomach cancer. That she is at the age of 42. Obviously, Ron, as a result of being exposed to all of that dust that came down when the towers collapsed. Is that another example, an extreme example of what happens to your body when this kind of stuff is inhaled?
No question. And, I'm really disappointed in the public health officials at that time. They said, it's safe, no problems, the air quality is okay. And yet people in close proximity to that experienced a lot of health difficulties. I'm still treating some of the first responders, because I'm here in New York and I have a few under my care. And they breathed in that air. They jumped on the pile trying to rescue victims. In those days, there was freneticism about that. People didn't take the proper precautions, and we've got serious problems.
Interesting. She said in an interview, when she was asked by a reporter after she got sick, did her illness have anything to do with the September 11th experience? Response was, did this thing ignite cancer cells in me? I definitely believe it did, because I haven't had any illness in my life. I never had high blood pressure, never had a cold, never had a cholesterol, diabetes, no problems whatsoever. I think it would be irresponsible to declare that this stuff came from any other place than that, wouldn't you?
Right. But of course, from the standpoint of liability and payments, and so it's going to be hard to get the actual smoking gun, because it is likely, but is it 100% conclusive?
Right.
That's going to be a problem in terms of dishing out award money.
All right, in a moment, Dr. Ron and I talk about prostate problems and other things that are a part of this week's Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Grateful to have Dr. Ron on with us. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded to take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, so Ron, you're a person who believes in different sorts of relief for problems like that. There are lots of men who are your age, my age, the age of a lot of men who are listening to this program, who have an enlarged prostate, and are told by their doctor it's okay for men your age. I've heard that. I had three exams. I don't need to get into it too deeply, but I had three exams last year, and they all said the same thing. Basically, and there were three different types of doctors who said, and my PSA is like 0.8. What do men really have to know in order to prevent the problem? Do you talk to men who are that age and say, this is what you ought to be doing to keep yourself from having this problem later on?
Well, I think like with many degenerative conditions, it's the result of the typical Western diet.
Yeah.
I don't know that there are a lot of studies on this, but I would venture to say that if we look at individuals in traditional societies that consume basic foods and less of it and are physically active and are less obese, we're going to see a lower incidence of prostate problems. That is, if men survive to the age where you get prostate problems in the West. Often in these primitive societies, they succumb to other diseases before they reach the age where men develop problems in the West. I think diet is a factor. What precise diet makes a difference? Is it more towards a vegetarian or plant-based diet, or is it more towards a low-carbohydrate diet? I'm not sure. A Mediterranean diet, I think, is a safe bet that incorporates both those principles.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you can take. I really do believe that saw palmetto, while if you have a very enlarged prostate, I don't think it's going to shrink it that much. I think it's a great way to prevent prostate problems if you take it for a long period of time. And I've been taking it since the age of 35 or 40.
Yeah,
consistently, and I think it does exert preventive effects.
Yeah.
There are drug options. There are drugs that shrink the prostate. There's Avodart. There's Proscar. There's also medications that block certain nerves that cause urinary problems. And they work not that well. Sometimes there's side effects associated with them. So there are options. And then ultimately there are types of less and less invasive surgery. There's even laser surgery that helps to alleviate this problem for a lot of men very satisfactorily.
All right. I'm going to throw a curveball. I know you love it when I do this. You got about 40 seconds here. the lethal injections that have been halted in all these various states, Mississippi the latest to do that, what actually goes on what do people not know about the process of slowing down one's heart and then giving them injection that stops it? What goes on? What's the controversy?
The question is, you know, how to do it humanely, and the thought is that some of these medications may kill you, but do so in an extraordinarily excruciating way. I think there's politics involved, because I think, cruel and unusual punishment is the hallmark, and what's not cruel and unusual about killing someone,
So. Well, and then those who say, okay, let's make sure they're dispatched the same way they dispatched whoever their victim was. That kind of stuff. But the whole business about what is going on in the body is very interesting to study. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com for that newsletter.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How does your pet stack up against your neighbor's pet? My pet's better than your pet. It's the Pet Show in the Focus. Now, Warren Eckstein joins us. John Gooday, host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on hundreds of great radio stations, and also there's a lot of podcast activity, special interest information, all there for your liking and having at thepetshow.com. Check out his line of wonderful pet minerals and vitamins, hugs and kisses. Specifically, these are designed for dogs. There's one for dogs, and there's another one for cats. Speaking of cats, a lot of cat news today as opposed to catnip. I mean, maybe the catnip brings us cat news. Anyway, I've got a couple of references for Warren to check out. Warren Eckstein joins us in a moment after Jennifer tells us about Cedarside products and why these are so important, especially if you have pets. That's why they're bringing you this portion of the program with Warren Eckstein.
That's right. Well, you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family. And Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray Dougie is a must-have for your home and family. Harnessing cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and a whole lot more. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, and lawn insect and chemical free. Go to cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug for free shipping, D-O-U-G, or call 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to cedarside.com or call now 800-842-1464, and your coupon code is Doug for free shipping.
All right, this is good news. So, Warren, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from the Calgary Humane Society. In preparation for one of their recent events, they made a video, sort of like a cheesy used car commercial, touting their upcoming special deals on pre-owned cats.
Pre-owned cats?
Pre-owned cats.
I anything that works. You want to dress them up? Listen, I've gone into shelters where dogs and cats have been there for months or a year. We did a makeover on them, and within a week, they were adopted. So anything that gets them into good homes, I'm for. So if you want to call them used cats or whatever you want to call them, just get them into a home.
It's kind of fun, actually. And it's a good way. It is a good focus because there are plenty. We tend to, at least I do, focus on the canine. I was talking off the air, Warren, about what we're doing next steps in preserving the farm here in Framingham is to create a sanctuary for cows and horses and dogs, bovine, equine, and canine. It's something that's really needed in this area.
Lots of spray nine.
Yeah. Well, we'll work on that, Richie, but thank you. So anyway, there's that. I'm looking at your blog here, and you can get some of the information what Warren is posting by going to the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com. Here's a puppy with an unusual appearance who found a home with a family who saw her for who she really was. This is on the Pet Show's Facebook page. You come across, as this is your focus, all kinds of stories like this, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, it amazes me that when you see a dog like this with deformities or a cat with mm-hmm. deformities, very often people will bypass them. Mm-hmm. Yet the people I know, and I work with many, many, many dogs and cats with different types of physical challenges as well as mental challenges. And the bottom line is you don't fall in love with the outside of a dog or cat. You fall in love with the inside. So no matter what the dog or cat looks like, once he's in your home there for a couple of days, you don't even remember what they look like because that's not what you're in love with. You're in love with the inside. So I think it's great that these people were able to look past the physical appearance of the dog, bring him into this home. And you know what, Doug? That dog will pay them back every day for the rest
of
his life.
Absolutely. So you have some other things that you post. I think many of the things that you post on your website or on your Facebook page come as a result of conversations you have on the radio program, right?
They do. As a matter of fact, this week on the radio show, I'm doing a very, very important topic. You know, 93% of my listeners, and I've been on for 30 years, 93% of my listeners have either adopted shelter or rescue dogs or picked up a dog off the streets. And very often, some of these dogs might have what we call post-traumatic syndrome. So I'm going to be talking about some of that and how it affects them and how to resolve issues when you adopt a shelter dog or a shelter cat. It should be interesting.
I noticed the American Pet Products Association is working things over because this is such a big market. $60 billion.
Yeah, $60 billion.
We spend on pets this year. That's 25% more than a couple of years ago.
Yeah, when I started, it was like $10 billion. Because I was only 9 years old when I started that.
Right. Yeah.
But like $60 billion and going up every year, recession proof, depression proof. Spend your money on your pets; they'll pay you back.
Dogs
enjoy it.
Are likely to be three times as expensive, Jennifer, as a cat.
See?
Basic annual expense of your dog.
I can back that one.
$1,641. Yeah, exactly. Boy, Richie,
get what you pay for.
$59 wow. After on good day.
That wasn't me.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.